Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Path of defiance with the NCAA. Because like I've explained a million times, eventually a court somewhere would have probably ruled that the NCAA can enforce its rules. When it does, it'll send you a notice of allegations saying that you knowingly played an ineligible player. You'll have to appear in front of the committee on infractions. You can argue your case. Good luck. And then you'd be punished. All while a cloud hung above your program that allowed other coaches to say, either honestly or dishonestly, but they'd be able to say it, you better be careful about going to the University of Memphis. You know the NCAA is coming after them for the way they handled the James Wiseman situation. That is why it would have been foolish for Memphis to not reconsider its stance and do now what it's doing. Chris Moore brought it up. Now, I'm sure it was planted in his head by somebody. That's the way this stuff typically goes.
Of course.
And again, logically, it doesn't make sense. But that was the first thing I thought of when I read that quote. This is precisely why you settle with the NCAA and get this done. You do not need the possibility of further sanctions hanging over your program because it will impact recruiting. It does at every school that's ever had to deal with it. North Carolina, once upon a time. Kansas, once upon a time. And if there was a way for Memphis to avoid that, and there is, just rule James Wiseman ineligible and apply for reinstatement, then that was always the preferable thing to do.
Story number three.
Tua Tagovailoa had surgery today to repair a hip injury. His college career is now over, and it has led people to asking two questions, and we'll focus on the first one first. Should he have been in the game? Late first half, up big, game probably already won, given that you're Alabama and they're not. Should Tua Tagovailoa have been playing? What do you think?
I think yes, because of the simple fact that you had just lost to LSU and you're trying to get yourself back in the playoff, and so you want to run it up on teams. I mean, I think that's the answer.
Yes, he should have been playing. Unless your argument is he shouldn't have been playing at all. Now, if you want to say like he shouldn't be playing at all, well, then you should have made that argument before they even kicked the game off.
Mm-hmm.
But once Tua Tagovailoa is playing, the idea that he shouldn't be playing in the final minutes of the first half is just crazy to me. Like, I'm not above criticize, or Nick Saban's not above being criticized. I'll criticize him when I find a sensible reason to do so. But the idea that he's playing a starting quarterback in the first half of a league game, there's nothing crazy about that.
No.
Unless you want to say he should have never been playing because he just had the ankle issue. But he had already played the week before.
That's right.
And this isn't an ankle injury. It's a fluky hip thing. So I really don't even understand the criticism of Nick Saban on this when it comes to Tua shouldn't even been in the game. Why? He's a starting quarterback, started last week, started this week. It's the first half. It'd be one thing if it's 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, you're up five touchdowns. Gets hurt, shouldn't have been in the game. That's fair. But who pulls their quarterback in the first half? Honestly, who pulls their quarterback in the first half? So Nick Saban should have done it? It's nonsense.
Right.
Story number four.
The second thing people are asking, let's back up, about this is will it lead to college football players who are projected like Tua is projected to be probably the number one pick in the draft?
Mm-hmm.
Should you sit out your junior year or redshirt sophomore year, once you've already established your draft status, should you then not continue to play because of the very real risk of injury mm-hmm. in this sport? Because I say, so people ask it about Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. Like, should he just not play next season? Because what just happened to Tua could theoretically happen to him. And I'll say, what I always say on this, it's up to Trevor Lawrence. What do I care? It's up to him. As long as he knows the risk and reward, the pros and cons, as long as he's smart about everything and understands what it is he's risking, if he still wants to risk it, who am I to tell him he shouldn't? Same thing I said about Zion when people were arguing whether he should shut it down or not. But I will say we already live in a world where professional football players have shown a willingness to just sit out an entire season in an attempt to get to free agency without any more miles on their body, without risking injury. Le'Veon Bell did it. He just said, you know what? I got a big payday coming. I'm not going to risk that big payday by playing in this final season with the Steelers. And he sat out the whole year.
Yeah.
So how different would that be than Trevor Lawrence deciding to just sit out next year at Clemson? There's no difference. You're taking away a year of competition to preserve yourself for the big payday that's on the way. It's really not any different. Now, I don't think he's going to do it, but it's not nearly as outlandish as some people might think, considering that we already see NFL players just sit it out in the spirit of, this is a tough sport.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, if I've got a big payday on the way, I'm not going to risk my body and that status for relatively nothing. If they are already doing it in the NFL, it probably is already a matter of time.
I think we'll see it
sooner before somebody later. Does yep. it when it comes to football. This amazing quarterback prospect, after a freshman season, is considered a future number one pick, or after a sophomore season, considered a future number one pick, and he just says, you know what? It is not worth putting myself out there again for a scholarship and cost of attendance stipend. We've already seen football players start to sit out bowl games as long as they're not playoff games. And I think that's probably the next step. So when people are asking, should Nick Saban have had Tua Tagovailoa in the game? That's a dumb question. Of course he should have had him in the game. When people are asking, should Trevor Lawrence or people like Trevor Lawrence with 1 year left before they can get to an NFL draft, if they've already got their draft status solidified, should they sit it out? I think that's a much more reasonable question to ask.
Story number four.
Wild scene this weekend in Atlanta. Colin Kaepernick had an NFL-scheduled workout set to take place at the Falcons practice facility that he canceled at the last minute and then moved to a high school about an hour away and conducted his own workout with his own receivers that a handful of teams, but not nearly as many that would have been there at the initial workout, a handful of teams were there to witness. By all accounts, he threw the ball well. Whatever. That's not the most interesting part. The most interesting part is how it went down. And initially, people were very critical of Colin Kaepernick. Felt like he was trying to turn this into a spectacle. And perhaps there is some of that. But that's not why he canceled the workout. Again, it's always important to understand the details. The NFL tried to okey-doke him here. Big time. Because what they did is say no media, we'll film it, then we'll distribute it to all franchises, but we're not going to have any media there. And we want you to sign this waiver that not only relieves the NFL of any sort of injury liability, but they asked him to relinquish his employment rights. And there is not a lawyer on the planet that would have allowed him to do that. It would have been irresponsible to sign that paper. And the NFL would not allow him to conduct the workout unless he signed that paperwork. Because here's what theoretically could have happened if he agrees to what they wanted him to agree to. All right, follow me here.
Okay.
He signs this waiver, waives his employment rights. He agrees that no media will be there, signs that. So then they conduct the workout, and they send 25 teams there. And so the storyline is, hey, we planned a workout, scheduled it for him. The franchises showed up, and then they never offer him a job. There's nobody there because there's no media there. Nobody there to say he looked great. It's just left up to our imagination. We don't get access to the tape. So nobody can say what he looked like definitively. So if they want to push the narrative, he didn't look that good, and then no team decides to offer him a job, well, then that's the end of it. And then he cannot ever file another lawsuit against them because he's relinquished his employment rights. So they tried to okey-doke him completely. Mm. What did he do? He just took it into the open. He said, I want people to see me throw this ball. I want people to see me work out. Because if they hide it, they set the narrative. I'm not trying to hide anything. Let me do it out in the open. I want you guys here. And there's no scenario where you sign your employment rights away. So this is something the NFL set up to try to rid itself of the Colin Kaepernick problem, and yet it probably created an even bigger Colin Kaepernick problem. Now, him daring in like a 90-second speech the NFL to do this and do that probably ain't the smartest thing in the world if your goal is actually to get a job again. But the idea that the NFL gave him an opportunity to work out and he should have taken advantage of it is just silly. That is not what happened. They set up a thing that for him to participate in it would have required him to do things that no lawyer, no agent would allow his or her client to do. And so he didn't do it. And you can fall on whatever side of the issue you want to fall on with Colin Kaepernick. But if you think that he should have just done what the NFL wanted him to do on Saturday and got that workout done, then you just don't know much about the topic. And then you've never been given legal advice by people who do this stuff for a living. Because you turn over that document that the NFL wanted Colin Kaepernick to sign to any lawyer, there's not a lawyer on the planet, not a good one, that would allow you to sign it. Not under those circumstances. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Kansas City and Los Angeles square off in Mexico City, and Andy Reid's team is a 5-point favorite. Over 60% of the money is on Kansas City. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Zoom didn't invent video conferencing. They just made it better. Ready for more? Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system to make and receive phone calls, capture call recordings, and easily escalate to video if the need arises. And it works wherever you are, in the office or on your mobile device. Zoom built this for you. Exceptional audio quality, reliable service, one easy app. Sign up for Zoom Phone online at Zoom.com and meet happy with Zoom.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Go out late at night,
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. How smooth is it, Bennett Doyle?
So smooth you can drink it straight.
It is so smooth you can drink it straight. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And I promise you, it's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store.
Yeah, I can tell.
Buy the case. And Bennett can now attest to this. I'm not lying because I left my car here over the weekend and drove my oldest son's car here today. So I've got 2 cars here at the studio. And I had bought New Amsterdam Vodka, and I was moving it from one car to the other and apparently just got distracted and just left it sitting in the parking lot. So Dennis had to bring it in and hand it to Bennett. Bennett, what is sitting right behind you right now?
That is a gigantic case of New Amsterdam Vodka.
I buy it by the case! It's the smartest way to do it. They got flavored vodkas, too, if you like that. Apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry. Try one, try them all. Mix them together if you want to. Don't matter to me. Just if you are a vodka drinker and you're going to buy vodka, make sure you buy New Amsterdam Vodka, the fastest-growing brand of vodka in the United States. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning comic. Daily Memphian host, Jeff Calkins Show. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, Gary.
Well, what a night that was Friday night inside FedEx Forum. Like you, I've just chosen to ignore what happened yesterday. We don't need to talk about that. But what happened Friday night was perfect for 3 reasons. A, we got to welcome back Mike Conley, and that went brilliantly. John Morant was spectacular. And the Grizzlies got a 1-2 at the time, extend a winning streak to 3. Hard to have a better night inside FedEx Forum than that, right?
I would make the argument that there has never been a better regular season game, because there have been great regular season games when they beat LeBron. I think Rudy Gay hit a big shot when they beat LeBron. Like, that was big when he was in Miami, and that was a great game. And there was great games, and you know, with the alley-oop pass dunk at the end. But this was a great game. I mean, a fun game, 1-point game, great game. In the context of, I think this will be seen as, and I know we've had games before this, and John Morant has had great moments before this, but I think this is really, if Tony Allen at Oklahoma City, saying afterward the game, which he said, great grind, all heart, great grind, if that was the game that sort of was the start of that era, I think this in many ways was really the start of this era. And people came to celebrate Mike, and they did celebrate Mike, and yet they left. All they could talk about was Ja, because it was unbelievable what he did. And it was truly, you could not have drawn it up any better.
I told the story in the opening segment. So Kelly and I were there with our youngest, Lou, who turned 3 on Friday. And so when you're at a basketball game with a child, a small child, you don't just sit there for 4 quarters and watch basketball. You got to get up, go get ice cream, get popcorn. And because we were sitting like right in the middle of a section, like seat 7, 8, 9, every time you get up, you got to ask 6 people to stand up and let you by. And that just becomes, for me, I don't know if I'm bothering people, but I feel like I am. So we ultimately just settled into the beer garden right outside like section 111, 112, wherever it is. And, you know, they had basketball, Papa Shots in there, and cornhole, and there's room for kids to run around. And we ended up just hanging out with our friends and watching Lou and watching it on television. And I promise you there's a point to the story. After the 3rd quarter, because alcohol sales stop, the beer garden closes. And at that point, under any normal circumstances, I would have just said, all right, we have a 3-year-old. It's already, you know, 9 o'clock. Let's just call it a night. We'll listen to the 4th quarter on the drive home. Eric Hasseltine is terrific. And yet, I asked, didn't demand, but asked, hey, can we go inside, sit back down, and watch the end of this? Because as we were watching it on television in the beer garden, there's a slight delay. So what you would hear is these roars coming from, you know, inside the arena. And then on TV, it'd be 7 seconds later, and you'd watch John Morant do something amazing. And every time I'd hear the roars, I'd focus on the TV. And then it was John Morant with a behind-the-back Euro step. John Morant catching an alley-oop over Jaren Jackson Jr., just one thing after another. And even I, who under normal circumstances, you know, I've been to a million different sporting events, would not go back in there to sit down. I was like, I want to go watch this. I want to go see if John Morant can close this thing out. And when he can make me take a 3-year-old and sit back down in an arena to watch a game, I can't imagine what he's doing to people who actually, like, love being there. because he's incredible. He is already creating not just nice Grizzlies highlights, but incredible NBA highlights.
Yeah. First of all, that way that you watch that basketball game, that you hear the roar, and then you know what to do. That's like the Houston Astros pitching.
Yes.
They hear the banging of the garbage can, and they know a curveball's coming. Like, it reminded me exactly the same thing. Yeah. So, no, he is – I mean, a little hyperbole. I put in my column, I asked the question, if there's anyone more entertaining to watch in the NBA right now. And I think it is there is a list of people who are as or more entertaining. I think Giannis is as entertaining. I think Luka is as entertaining. There's a certain guard in Atlanta who's as entertaining.
Trae Young.
I think, yeah, but I don't. But like Steph's hurt, Zion's hurt. LeBron is still entertaining, right? Even though he's not as entertaining as he was when he was a young LeBron, I don't think, but he's still entertaining. Like, who is more like you got the Mike Conley highlight video, and it is tremendous because there are all these moments that touch on these great Memphis moments, Mike and the broken face, whatever else. But in terms of just pure basketball highlights, that's not Mike's style. He wasn't like that. He didn't put together a Jay Will type of highlight clip. And Ja does. Like, Ja probably already has more highlights of the, holy, did you see that, than Mike had in his entire career. And that's not to disparage Mike. Mike is unbelievable. And as Chris Harrington has said, if Ja has a career that Mike has had, you'll be grateful for it. And not only that, and we can get into this later, I just thought the way Mike, when Mike said that he looked into the audience, I mean, in the stands, and he couldn't look into the stands without seeing people who he'd connected with. It wasn't just, again, he wasn't just talking about the crowd as a crowd. He was talking about the individual people who he'd connected with. And I just think there's, like, everything about Mike, it just reaffirmed how great and awesome he is as a human being, much less a basketball player. But in terms of eye-popping highlights, give me Ja. Like, that dude is something else.
Yeah, in terms of other, like, must-watch or exciting – Kyrie is probably on the list. Whatever you think about Kyrie's view of whether the earth is round or not, right. he does amazing things on the basketball court consistently. But I really do think Ja Morant is already in that category. And, again, like, in a game against a Western Conference contender and two – you know, all-star level guards in Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley, he was the most electrifying, and it wasn't even close. And the idea that it's not just a one-off, that he has consistently closed games well, that he's consistently made these plays, that he's a good NBA player. He's not just a good rookie. He's a good NBA player right now. Obviously, long way to go, lots of stuff to fix, but he's already a very good NBA player, which I don't know that I expected.
I did not expect him to be a good NBA player now. I expect some highlights. I don't know if I expected this many highlights, but it just in terms of his raw effectiveness, I did not expect him to be this good. I mean, how many times did we warn people that De'Aaron Fox took forever to get to be good? His whole first season was basically a waste. Mike Conley took forever to be good. Ja Morant is already good. And then in terms of the highlights, he has – I mean, you saw it Friday. He has – What's fun to watch? Well, explosiveness is fun to watch, and vision is fun to watch, right? And then shooting is fun to watch. And honestly, he hit a couple of threes, like, but that's not for he has two of those three in abundance: vision, crazy vision, and explosiveness and handle. Honestly, like, the handle is fun to watch. There's so much that is fun to watch. To see him go up and basically take an alley-oop away from Jaren Jackson Jr. and slam it down is stunning. To see him go behind his back and then behind his back from basically the foul line and then one-handed finger roll. And he does this stuff, and he's just sort of figuring out how to be in the NBA. And yet this stuff is happening all the time, five times a game. There are things like this that happen. It is, he's a blast.
The other thing that I keep noticing is that there are these moments where he seems out of control, and yet he gets it back under control and finishes. Like, There was a moment in transition where he just beat everybody, rim to rim and dunked. Like, it looked at least three different times like he's about to lose this ball, turn this ball over, and then 3 seconds later he's two-hand dunking. I mean, it's just like one thing after another. He the handle stuff, it's you watch the behind the back Euro step. It doesn't look like he's in as like when Kyrie does these things, he looks like he's totally like the ball's connected to him. He's totally in control. Ja doesn't really look like that, but the result is the same. He seems to, even if he loses control for a millisecond, he gets it back pretty quickly. And your larger point is exactly right. I don't think he knows how to play right now, really. Like, he's just sort of playing, and yet he's awesome, which is, I mean, it's incredibly encouraging. I know that everybody has high hopes for the second pick in the draft. He has exceeded any reasonable expectation, and this is something else that's at least interesting, and it may not prove true over the course of the season, but when we were talking about the Grizzlies won the lottery, they got the second pick in the draft, they're going to take Ja Morant, now it's definitely time to move on from Mike Conley. Don't have to, you could have him work under Mike, but if you really want to just hand the keys to Ja Morant and be done with this, that's, you know, it's a sensible thing to do. Nobody ever thought, at least I'll just speak for myself, it never occurred to me that the Grizzlies might upgrade at point guard by moving Mike Conley and starting Ja Morant. And I'm not sure that they did. I want to be clear. But undeniably, whether you look at points, assists, rebounds, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, or player efficiency rating, Ja Morant is better in every category so far this season than Mike Conley, for whatever that's worth.
Well, and
he was better Friday night.
He was better Friday night. Mike is off to a little bit of a rough start in Utah. And I think that, I was going to say it makes sense to transition, but who is a bigger transition
right.
from Murray State to the Grizzlies
right.
or from the Grizzlies to Utah?
Yeah,
like,
my man went from the OVC to the NBA.
Right.
That's a little
right.
different.
So I'm not even comparing them because I think what Ja's doing is incredible, absolutely incredible. Having said that, I do hope with Mike, you hope it's not slippage, right? You hope it's trying to figure out where to be and how to be in the context of having played one way for so many years, playing a different way in a different role in a different team. I hope. I mean, he missed a lot of shots the other night, and I don't think Mike's become not a good shooter. That doesn't make sense. So, hopefully, it is an adjustment because I want to see him flourish in his new gig. Yeah, I mean, this was on national. It was fun for all kinds of reasons. First of all, there was a massive crowd, which they have not had every game. Let's be clear. And I don't know how you could leave that game and not say you wanted to come back. But then the second point is, it was on national TV, and I think there's only two games that are on national, real national TV. Is that right? That may be it. But anyway, not many. And I think they will be back. I don't know how watching that, how you couldn't think if you were someone in New York, wherever they make these decisions, that you want to put that dude on TV again. Like, he will be an attraction going forward for this team. And it appears like, I mean, honestly, look at what Brandon Clark is doing. It appears the other thing that's happened here, in addition to this whole thing being fun, is that they really have fast-forwarded their rebuild. And you can see, I don't know what's going to happen in the draft. We had a reminder Sunday that they're really not that good. But it does feel like they have gone a long way towards accelerating the rebuild with the draft picks that they made this past draft.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Like, we have always thought that this is going to be several-year rebuild. Yeah. Because rebuilds typically are, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. But like, if you told me in next season they were competing for maybe the eighth spot in the West, I don't know. I would have told you were crazy 3 weeks ago, and I don't know how crazy that is now. Like, if the two young studs develop into what they should be in year three and year two. Then maybe, just maybe, I don't know. It's super encouraging what we're watching. That's my bottom line.
Well, to me, what you've started to hear is that, you know, think about the pick that you owe the Celtics, right? Now people are getting nervous that the Grizzlies might not have it this year because
by next year, even if they don't make the playoffs, the assumption is they'll only narrowly – I'm hearing that from a lot of people. Like, boy, I hope they don't shoot themselves in the foot. I hope they get to keep their pick this year, top five protected. Hopefully get to keep their pick this year because next year they'll be good enough that it's not going to be that good a pick. It's going to be in the teens. I mean, that's sort of what, the way people are talking about it now. It doesn't mean they're going to make the playoffs, and it doesn't mean that's going to happen, but I think that's reasonable. Like, it does seem to me – and I'm not ever suggesting, again, I'm not in there for the tank. I think they have their pieces that they have, their star pieces that they have. I'm not all about the tank anymore. But it does seem to me that if they are going to get another really high draft pick, it will likely be this year. I mean, they could get lucky in the lottery a year from now, but it seems to me reasonable to suspect that a year from now, if they're in the lottery, they will have – pretty low lottery odds because I think they should be a decent team a year from now, if not this year.
We're talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, I have talked a lot about the Grizzlies today and John Morant. I've talked a lot about Tennessee, Memphis, probably not renewing their series, about Chris Moore going to Auburn instead of Memphis. The one thing I haven't touched on is Memphis football, but it was another win over the weekend, 45-27. They fall behind, and then yes, I can acknowledge, Brady White was terrific, 22 of 33, 341 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick, and I have no problem.
6 not, touchdowns, really, if you count the run. Gary.
Yeah. I mean, terrific, and he's now got a football team, with 9 wins, with 2 regular season games remaining, and possibly on the way to the Cotton Bowl, plus a conference championship. I have no problem acknowledging he is exceeding what I thought was likely for him. The other way of putting it, he has proven me wrong, and I don't hide from that. I'm happy if the result of me being proven wrong about Brady White is Memphis football being awesome. I'm happy to do it every year.
No, Brady's been great, but the other thing I do think is, and again, like, they play South Florida this week, and South Florida should have beaten Cincinnati, like, by every measure. They outgained them. I think the kicker missed a whole bunch of field goals. Like, there's no guarantee. And then Cincinnati, you'll probably have to play twice after this. Like, I'm not guaranteeing they're going to the Cotton Bowl. But I also think you have to admire what Mike has done here. You step back and the guy lost basically his whole staff, except for Ryan Silverfield, essentially, last year. He lost his weapons, right, 2 guys to the NFL. And everyone's like, all he's got left is, like, a weak-armed quarterback and a whole new staff and all new skill positions. And they're still putting up 45 points a game, and they're 9-1. Nah. The guy is just a really, really good coach. And the other thing is that it doesn't surprise me that he stuck by Brady White, but he never lost confidence in Brady White, and everyone was like, "Why aren't you benching Brady White? Can't believe that you ran off these other quarterbacks." So that was the other thing. You're skipping all these other quarterbacks transferred because he's got this close connection to Brady, and it actually reminds me. And I'm not saying Brady is Paxton or whatever, although his numbers are tremendous now, like his last few games, but it does remind me a little bit of Justin just sort of sticking with Paxton. Doesn't matter what the criticism was. He sort of knew what he had, and it's the same thing with Brady. He gets these guys, whether it's Antonio Gibson or Kenny Gainwell, and is finding all new weapons. I didn't think, talk about being wrong, my big concern going into this year was not necessarily Brady, but how you find could Brady carry the load once you took away all the explosive weapons? Well, what Mike did is go out and find new explosive weapons. Like, it's incredible. 9-1. You cannot overstate what the job that Mike Norvell has done this year.
And at some point, you've got to wonder, like, is he really finding explosive weapons, or is he creating explosive weapons? Are they explosive because of him?
You know, right. I think there's no question. He's developing them. He's finding them, developing them, and put them in a place to be successful. There's no question. All those things are true.
Yeah, like every quarterback who plays for Mike Leach throws for a billion yards, right?
Right.
I feel like Mike Norvell is similar in the sense that I don't know that he's just this amazing evaluator. I mean, I'm sure he is, but like he's just finding NFL running backs year after year after year who just happen to be 3-star prospects for some reason. Like, I think he's finding guys.
I agree.
that have a certain skill set. He's developing, and then he's putting them in a position to do what they're doing. I will say, I feel like I get lumped in with the real wackos sometimes. I undeniably thought Brady White and said Brady White is too limited with his arm to do some of the things that he is currently doing right
now.
You
didn't want to bench him. You weren't trying to bench him.
I never said bench him. I never said I never tweeted bench him. I always assumed he's the best option. I just didn't think he was a great option. But right now he is playing like a great option. So
yeah, Calvin Austin, by the way, is another, like you mentioned, developing people. Like, there's a guy he walks on as a football player, is a track athlete, and if you look at the drive right before the first half, Mike has turned him, and he's turned himself into, but then also Mike has turned him into a real wide receiver. And that's not a guy, clearly not a 4-star, not a 5-star, not a whatever. He's just a track guy who weighed about 130 pounds when he came on to school and didn't really know how to catch the ball. And now he's a really good wide receiver. And so that is absolutely a credit to Mike.
Thank you, Jeff Coggins. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. It's Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He'll be back in studio at 9 a.m. Then I'll join him right around 9:25. Memphis schedule, what's left? It's at South Florida on Saturday. And then the regular season finale inside Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium, Friday, November 29th against Cincinnati, which should just be terrific. What you hope is that what you hope is that Memphis and Cincinnati both take care of business between now and then, so that you have once again, boy, you could have never imagined this once upon a time, another game inside the Liberty Bowl between two top 20 teams that should push that crowd right up there, I would think, close to sellout, if not sellout again. Be back in a second.
As an actress and a mother of two, I'm always on the go. Hi, it's Nicole Laurie Parker. And when I'm jetting off to an audition, date night with the Hubs, or picking my kids up from school, I do it in my Ford Explorer, the best-selling large SUV in America. It seats 7, so I can fit my whole family and then some. And it's the perfect SUV for a girls' night out. Powerful, sleek, sophisticated. So whether it's Explorer, Escape, or Edge, Ford SUVs are built for people who do it all and who like to look good doing it. Yeah, I love what I do. I love where I'm going. And I love how I'm getting there. Because, baby, I was born to roll. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more. Based on 2018 CV sales of large utilities with 3 rows, based on Ford segmentation.
So Bill had a home out in Cairoville. He wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years. He listed it with Josh Hysaw. Josh went to work, got 8 showings on the very first day it was listed, and he sold Bill's home in Cairoville for the full asking price very quickly. How did he do it? He did it with his 45-day guarantee plan. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, because he's effective. He's somebody who understands how to expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy and then negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is him simply helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. So you guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work, and then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh Hysaw will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll just buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh Hysaw doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your eyes. Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Time for another Action Network Flash. Tonight, Kansas City and Los Angeles square off in Mexico City, and Andy Reid's team is a 5-point favorite. Over 60% of the money is on Kansas City. For all the betting info, download the free Action Network app today.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you. The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check, you even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Uses directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage. Oh.
Cooper Systems over the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you are in the market for a new computer, used computer, custom-built computer, desktop, laptop, tablet, PC, or a Mac product, whatever you want, Lee and Lauren Cooper, they can either get it for you, they already got it, or they can build it for you. That's at Cooper Systems. Also, keep this in mind. If you have a machine that's running Microsoft Windows 7, because Microsoft has announced that the end of support for Windows 7 is going to be effective January 14th. What that means is that after that date, Windows 7 operating systems will no longer be secure because no new security updates are going to be available. Now, to remedy this, some folks think that you need to purchase a new computer. That's not necessarily true. There's a better than good chance that at Cooper Systems can upgrade your desktop or laptop computer, take it from Windows 7 to Windows 10. They can move your documents, your pictures, your music, video, everything, and reinstall your programs on the Windows 10 system. Beyond that, Cooper Systems is also offering solid-state hard drives at reduced prices with this upgrade. And that's awesome because with a solid-state hard drive, you're going to be utilizing incredible power and speed. Your computer will likely start running 10 to 20 times faster. Discount packages are available. So get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. Whatever your computer needs to stay fast, safe, and current, they have it at Cooper Systems. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. So in the first hour, touched on the Colin Kaepernick situation just a little bit, the way he canceled his NFL-coordinated workout, held his own workout about an hour away from the Atlanta Falcons practice facility. Undeniably a big spectacle. And if you want to argue that it would have been smarter if your goal is actually to get a job in the NFL to not so publicly humiliate the NFL once again, I'll listen to that. I think that's a reasonable thing to say. But I got a tweet from somebody. Name's not important. But this is what the tweet said. Kaepernick wanted the media there, his own media, I might add, to film yet another martyr video for him throwing. He wants the pub, nothing more. Who tells a job interview, no, let's do the interview on my terms? To that, I would just say, first off, it wasn't a job interview, it was a workout. Those are two totally different things. Secondly, that is what some people thought, that when he said he wanted the media there, he wanted a video crew for Nike so that they could shoot another commercial. Problem is, Nike has released a statement saying we had no plans to send a crew there. We were never going to be there. Colin Kaepernick did not want his own media there. He wanted any media there. ESPN, CBS, Sports Illustrated, Fox, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Daily Memphian, if they wanted to be there. the Collierville High School student newspaper if they wanted to be there. He wanted it to be in the open. He wanted the media, not his media, the media, any media, to be there so they could see with their own eyes and tell the fans, this is what I saw, a guy who is still capable of being a quarterback in the NFL. And as far as the who tells a job interviewer, no, let's do the interview on my terms. Again, it's not an interview. It's a workout. But that's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying my way or else. He was saying you're trying to create a legal situation that is not in my best interest. Again, all you have to do is read. So many people spend way more time tweeting than they do actually reading. Part of the 13-page document the NFL wanted Colin Kaepernick to sign before they would conduct this workout, part of it was that he was asked to sign away to relinquish his employment rights. What that would have done is prevented him from ever filing another lawsuit against the NFL. And he simply, because his lawyers wisely told him not to, he simply refused to relinquish his employment rights. Because if he would have done that, here's the way it could have went down. They give him this workout. 25 teams show up to watch it. He signs away his employment rights, relinquishes them completely, meaning he can never file a lawsuit against the NFL again. He looks great or doesn't look great, doesn't matter. Then nobody gives him a job. He can't do anything about it then. They got him trapped in a legal bind. Like I told you earlier, there's not a single lawyer who would allow Colin Kaepernick to sign that document. It would have been irresponsible to sign that document. So he didn't say, we're going to do it my way or no way. What he said was, this is crazy if you think I'm going to sign that document. You guys have already blackballed me from the NFL, colluded against me. I filed one lawsuit. You settled it with me. You're still keeping me out of the league. And now you want me to sign this document that will prevent me from having any legal recourse whatsoever for the rest of my life? You're out of your mind. I'll sign the document that says you're not responsible if I suffer a torn ACL. I'll sign all that stuff, no problem. But you're not going to make me relinquish my employment rights just to get this workout, which is probably just a big scam to begin with. So I understand Colin Kaepernick is a controversial figure. Some of you love him, some of you don't. But when discussing this very specific thing, what happened on Saturday, it's important to understand what actually happened. He did not tell the NFL, we're going to do it my way or no way. The NFL tried to make him sign a document that no attorney, no good attorney, would allow somebody like Colin Kaepernick to sign. So he refused to sign it, and then they moved the workout. Whether ultimately it leads to him getting back in the NFL or not, who could say for sure? My guess is that he's probably played his last game in the NFL. But again, you can't sign that document if you're Colin Kaepernick. It's irresponsible. Just like if you're a billionaire and you meet a girl of your dreams, but you've known her for 3 weeks and she's 19 years old. No attorney's going to allow you to do this without signing a prenup. It's just unwise. Obviously, slightly apples to oranges, but same thing here. Once the NFL makes it part of the deal that you must relinquish your employment rights to have this workout, you can't do it. So it's not Colin Kaepernick trying to dictate the situation. It's the NFL putting unreasonable clamps on him that his attorney and his agent wisely said, we can't agree to this. If the NFL really wanted this to go down at the Atlanta Falcons practice facility, they could have let that go down. But they put a clause in that agreement that he could not sign. And then what happened after that happened after that. Be back with dinner to go.
I was asked to be MC at the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony, so I went into Oak Hall the other day to get a new sports coat, and the experience reminded me why I love the place so much. Steve Kaufman, who works at Oak Hall, suggested I look at a couple of sports coats from Monroe. As soon as I put them on, I just felt different, sharper. Now, I've got some perfectly good sport coats at home, but I like the way that someone at Oak Hall put it. The new sports coats look like today. The fit is perfect. The pattern pops just a little more than I would have picked out for myself. And that experience is the essence of Oak Hall. They have the highest quality men's clothing available anywhere. And they have the people who can help you find what will make you look your absolute best. That's true whether you're shopping for a sport coat or a necktie or a sweater or outerwear. It's why Oak Hall has been the place to shop in Memphis since 1859. So go see Steve and the rest of the folks at Oak Hall. If they can make me look good, imagine what they can do for you.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hewlett and Dunn, nestled on Old Town Square in Collierville, has 4,000 square feet of the largest boot selection in 200 miles. International boot legends Luke Casey, Double H, Red Wing, Ariat, Justin, and Tony Lama. Hewlett and Dunn has rubber hunting boots by Dryshod and recently has expanded the selection of safety work boots. Filson Honey Gear, biggest selection in 3 states, and now carrying Duckhead. Western Wear hunting attire, jeans, belts, hats, and more at 111 North Center Street, Collierville on Old Town Square. You need to stop by Hewlett and Dunn? You bet your boots.
Looking for a great breakfast in East Memphis or Germantown? This is Gary Parrish telling you to look no further than Stack's Pancake Kitchen, where they have delicious egg omelets and other favorites like shrimp and grits, French toast, breakfast egg rolls, breakfast quesadillas, and my personal favorite, the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed in any of those things. One location, 4615 Poplar, basically Poplar and Perkins Extended. The newer spot's at 7704 Poplar in Germantown Village Square, right across from Germantown Methodist Hospital. And remember, Stack's also caters. Check the menu, stackspancakes.com.
So my buddy, he hasn't bought a new car in a long time. He's buying one for his wife for Christmas this year. And he was telling me about the car he's buying and said that he can't believe how advanced the technology is in vehicles now. And that's the thing that you'll learn when you buy a new car is that computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced technology, it's expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And that's why you need to get an auto protection plan for your vehicle. The best auto protection plan out there, it's CarShield. I'm a CarShield customer. Here's why you should be a CarShield customer, because CarShield has affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You choose your own plan through CarShield, and the best part, you choose your own mechanic or dealership to do the work. CarShield's going to take care of the rest. They offer 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, and a rental car while your car is being fixed for free. And they've helped over 1 million customers, so you can drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. So get covered by CarShield today. Call 800 CAR 6000. 6000 and mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit carshield.com and use code Doyle to save 10% today. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road, and the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Are you shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans with great rates for your budget. Visit orionfcu.com for more details. That's orionfcu.com. Conditions apply.
Get to us on Sundays.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want to own a vehicle you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers, please go visit my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, 5389 Poplar. As I've told you, I'm not just a spokesperson for or an endorser of Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm also a Mercedes owner, have been for years. So that means I own a vehicle that looks and feels great, makes me look and feel great. It's a mood changer. It's an image changer. And yes, it is technically a luxury vehicle, but a Mercedes-Benz is actually more affordable in some cases than I think many people realize. The new A-Class model, for instance, you can get that starting at just $32,000. So get over to 5389 Poplar and check them out. And while you're there, take a stroll through the AMG showroom. AMG models, these are high-performance machines. They look aggressive, super fast. You'll fall in love with them at first sight. Go see for yourself. Sharp, sharp, sharp. And also understand this. When you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation in safety. From standard collision prevention assist to the advanced driver's assistance package, a Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is designed to protect your family. So Mercedes doesn't just look great and ride great. It's also super safe. Go test drive one when you get a chance at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. 5389 Poplar is the address. 5389 Poplar. The winter event is happening now through December 2nd. Great end of the year / holiday pricing. It's available right now. Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on what happened inside FedEx Forum on Friday night when Mike Conley made his return. Building was filled up to see that. Same people that came downtown for Mike Conley left talking about Ja Morant. He was terrific again. One highlight after another after another. And so nothing new here, but yet another encouraging sign that not only did the Grizzlies get it right with the second pick in the draft, it's possible they got it more right than even the Ja Morant believers knew.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Monday Night Football. Chiefs Chargers live from Mexico City. KC 6-4, Chargers 4-6, and the Chiefs are 4-point favorites tonight. The total's 53. Kick scheduled 7:15. You can watch that on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Season 1, Episode 9, Bluff City
That's
Law.
Right.
Are you all caught up on this, Bennett?
I need to watch the last episode. I know.
Shame on you.
I know.
They're out there begging for people to watch it.
I know.
You're a proud Memphian. Do your part.
I know.
Do your part. I'm doing my part. I watch every episode. And then sometimes I'll replay it. I'll replay it while I'm just like downstairs.
Get them the credits.
Trying to get them the credits. I'll just stream it when I go to sleep at night. I'm doing everything I can do, Bennett. Tonight's episode, the description is as follows. Elijah and Sydney help a Catholic teacher fired from her school after undergoing IVF treatment. And Anthony gets involved with Brianna's nephew when he's prohibited from competing on the high school wrestling team. So that's tonight, Bluff City Law, 9 o'clock, NBC.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
My Politax column published at CBSSports.com earlier today, and I found something stupid again. This time, So Tennessee and Washington played on a neutral court on Saturday. Tennessee beat them basically from start to finish, won by 13 points.
Okay.
And the way that usually works is if you didn't have Tennessee ranked because they're undefeated with that win now, you're going to rank them. And if you did have Tennessee ranked, you're going to move them up. And either way, you're going to drop Washington, and Tennessee's probably going to be ahead of Washington because they've got a better resume, because they're better in all the computers, and because they won the head-to-head matchup. And yet, I found somebody who watched this game, or actually didn't, has no idea that it happened. They still don't have Tennessee ranked at all, but they move Washington up two spots after a 13-point loss on a neutral court to a team they do not have ranked. That is nonsense, but it's perfect for the Politics column. You can read that, CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's Tuesday. That means Keith Easterwood in the first hour, Jeff Calkins in the second. We'll get ready for Eric Paschall's Golden State Warriors visit to FedEx Forum. Boy, could you have ever imagined the Warriors would enter FedEx Forum and their best healthy player would be Eric Paschall?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what we're going to be dealing with tomorrow, Bennett.
Looking forward to seeing his work.
Me too. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. We're going to meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.